We are on Daf Pesamad Beis, around five lines after the lines start getting wide. We had in the Mishnah that Aisha is Nikne Bebiya. Minolong, how do we know this then? Omar Rabba Boma Rabbi Yechanin, the Omar Kro, Ba'ulas Baal. Melamed Shenase Lo Baal Al Yedei Be'ile. That's how we dash in the Posik. Omale Rab Zeire La Rabba Bo, Omri La Rishlokish La Rabbi Yechanin, Psepsantosante Diak from a Posik, Ba'ulas Baal, Ka'ure Zushe Shana Rebbe Uba'olo. Melamed sheniknes bebiya. Why do you have to bring up a new drosha? This is Rabbi says he dashes from the baala pashta the kah ki ikach ish isha ubaala. So why do you have to bring a new drosha? So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ime hosam hava mina ad mekadesh v'hoder boil ki ikach ish isha means kesef kiche kiche misdayach." Right? Uba'ola, and then he's Ba'ola, and that's how she becomes his wife. But I would think Bila alone is not koine. Kemash melon, so that's why he had to bring a different drosha. Ba'ula's Baal, Shenase Baal al yedei Bila. Maskif lo rab abe ba mamu, im kain. How could you say such a thing? How could you say that Isha only becomes married, becomes an aruse with kesef and bia, without this new posik of Ba'ulas Baal. Im kein nara murosa doma rachmone beskila heichem mashkachas lo. So how do we have a case of a nara murosa that gets skila? Ida agdish vohoda boil, if it's speaking about first he gave kesef, and then he was boil her. That's how she became a mu'urasa bu'ulahi. So she's not, it says in the posik that a nara mu'urasa, that's a psula, gets skila. So if she became a mu'urasa through this combination of kesef and bia, so she's a bu'ula. Ida agdish v'loi boil, if it is speaking about that he gave kesef and he was not boil, is lav klumu, so she's not a mu'urasa. So al kochach, from the posik of nara amurasa, that it says in this posik that nara amurasa psula gets skile, so is eiskishpart that the ki yikach ish isha ba'ola does not mean that the ishas comes about through the combination of kesef and bia. So we're back, so why didn't you need your bulas bow? We can figure this out from Uba'ola, that B is kaina. So this was Rababe Bamamos Kashem. And Rabbi Yochanan, Amru Rabbonon Kameida Baye. So the Rabbonon said in front of Abaye, they said, you know, I'll tell you a teretz on this Kashem. This is not a Kashem, Rabbi Yochanan. Mashkachas lo kigoin shebo leo orus shaloi kedalko. Estis, from the din of nara hamuroso, that he gets skila, and we need she should be hamuroso on the psula, so it could be, in order to become an aruse, you need kesef plus bia. You're asking a kashe, so if the only way she becomes an aruse is with kesef plus bia, say bezoi, so she's a ba'ula. Now it's speaking about what the bila was, shaloi kedarko. So memele, so there's no raya from nara morosa that kesef alone is kaina, that bila alone is kaina. It could be you need the combination of both. Bafal pikein, the hechetimtze of nara amorosa, that's a psula, it's mashkachas lovi was ba'ula, shaloi kedarko. Let us see Rashi. Omakro ba'ulas baal, ki yemotze ish shoychei vim isha ba'ulas baal. Ka'ure zu bitmiye, v'chi eina mekubeles alecha. This is not a good Rashi. Sha'ata mechaza le'lamdo mimokimacha, you need another limud. So he said, no, the uba'ola is not muchach that you kind of would be. I would think Adam mekadish bekesef ha'oda boil, kidachsif, that's pashta dikro. Ki yikach dahaino kesef ha'oda uba'ola. Im kain, so the Gemara says, dahochi komakro, the beaning kesef ubiye ubelav biye loy mekacho, is nara morosa de beskile saicha meshkachaslo hilkach al kochach ki yikach habekedushin laatzmon ubolo habekedushin laatzmon beloy kesef a meshkachas kile bekedushe kesef beloy biye. But if it's speaking about that he made kesef and biye is beule uskila bepsula ksive ki yiye naro besula meirosol ish v'darshinim besula v'lai bula shabula bechene ki shari shesish, as the whole chaymer of skila is only by naro amorosa, that's a psula. So the Rabbonon said kame abaye shaloi kedarko de iskish mishkoves ladodi. It could be take that it means you need both in order to make issues. No, she can become an arusa with a bilish like a darke, the iskaish mishkoves ladodi, the chsiv mishkevei isha, shtei mishkoves. Okerine bo ki yikach ubola. So beile shaloi kedarka will be kind of bitzirof with kesef, vakati besulei, and she's still a psula. So memele, so there's no kashan Rabbi Yochanan. He says I could assume that without the new posik of bulas baal, I could assume that out the posik ikach ishisho bolo, it means that you need kesef plus beer to make issues. Afal pi kein mashkachas lo nara amoroso psulo, that the beila was shaloi kedark. That's the Gemara. Omar lohu Abaye. So Abaye said, anshuldik, that is not a good teretz. Ad kan le pligi rebi verabonom. There is a machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. If a be'ile shaloi kedarko makes her a be'ulem, ela ba'acher. The Rabbonon hold that she doesn't become a be'ula al yedei acher. Aval ba'al divrei hakel im bo'ale shaloi kedarko oso be'ula. But if a ba'al is be'ula shaloi kedarko, she zicher becomes a ba'ule, and therefore, so you're not saying a good teretz. What is your teretz? That the parsha of nara hamuroso, that's a psula, there's a din skila speaking about, that he was boil hashaloi kedarko. We have a klal, that shaloi kedarko al yedei ba'al, zicher becomes a ba'ula. Now, what is the svore that shaloi kedarka yedei ba'al becomes a ba'ula? Learn that from a pasuk, we'll say bulas ba'al. But the Ritve says a psalomdus, he's mevayer the svore. The kiven dahani biyosai liknoiso, ahani la soisa biya gemuro velodoino kibu'ulo. So the Ritva says epis along this. And the Chazainish says pshat, what does the Ritva mean? That abilas kinyan, that's what the Ritva means. The kiven, it's a psamigo, the kiven dahani biyosai liknoisa. He says, this bia is choshuv to be kainahar. So memele, so it is a psach shivis. So ahani la soy so bia gemura v'lodoyna ke bu'ulo. So memele, so that was Abaye's kash on them. So Abaye said, if you're going to tell me, if you are going to tell me that the really pshat and posik is ki yikach ish isha uba'ola means that you need a tziruf of kesef plus be'ile to make an eishes ish. So the be'ile is a ma'ise kinyin. If the be'ile is a ma'ise kinyin, so then shel zicha become a be'ule al yodai. So memele, so what's pshat in the posik of nare murasa psula? She can't be a psula. The Chazanish is Mavar comes out according to the Ritve. I mean, that what'll be if Lefi Emes that Kesef is Kaina alone. So if an Orus will be Kaina with Kesef, and then later be Baila Shalakadaka, then she's still a psula. This whole Chayma of that Nasis Bula Yedei Bala is Tavkid who is Kaina with Bia. Then there's a Pesach Shivis of the Bia. Even the Hani Biyosa Liknoisa, Ahani Lasoisa Bia Gemura Vladoina Kabula. So now the Gemara, that's Abaye. So Abaye said, so you didn't answer at Teretz because the posse cannot be speaking about that Bala Shaloi Kedaka because she's still a Bula. Now, he mentioned there's a machloikis, if an acher is oisa bu'ula shaloi kedalke. Back to Gemara, Mahi, where do you have a machloikis, Rabbi in the Rabbonon, by an acher, im oisa bu'ula shaloi kedalke, the Sanya. We learned a baraisa, bo oleho yud anoshim. Now this is speaking about anare hamurasa that was a psula. Bo aleh yudanoshim shalei kedalko vadayin hi psula. Is kulon beskila. So the chachamim hold that abile shalei kedalko al yedei acher does not make her a beula. So memela all achayiv skila, they were all boil anare murasa besula. Rabbi Oimer ani harishain beskila vekulon bechenek. No, Rabbi says no. Through the beile, from the first boil, she became a beule, even though it was shaloi kedalka. It's a memele. So the second one is chayiv chenek. She's not a psula. She's a beule. So the whole there's a machlokes, Rabbi and the chachamim. By an acher. That Rabbi holds an acher also makes a bula and chomim hold no. But by a baal, everyone holds that nasis bula al yodai. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Abaye, leke look me hochi. You can't say that the parsha is speaking about that he was boyo shaloi kedalke. Di boyle oru shaloi kedalke sulei havi beskila. Then there won't be a din skila. The ad can loy pligi rabon and alay the rabbi gabi bole asore shaloi kedalka v'omru kulon beskile that they hold that a bila shaloi kedalka does not make a bula ela ba'acha she'enei bala avol baila oisa bula b'shaloi kedalka di yofina lo mi bulas bal kedalakamo that a bala oisa bula shaloi kedalka. Vadayin hi psula, shabo kulon oleo shaloi kedalka. Is, so the chachamim hold, kulon achayodim skile, and Rabbi Ozarishim beskile, lakam yalef taima bishmaiten. So back to the kash of Rav Abba Bar Mamal and Rabbi Yechanan, so how could you have a havamine, that uba'ola means bitzir of kesef and bia, if that would be the case, we would never have a parsha of nara morosa, that's a psula. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, mashkachas lo kegoin shekitsha bishtar. No. the pasuk that says ki yikach ish isha, which is speaking about kesef uba'ola. So kesef needs a tziruf of bia in order to make an arusa. You're asking the parsha of nara hamuroso, that's beskila, that's speaking about that he was kind of her with a shtar, kein shekitcha b'shtar. And there's a lomdis that shtar is more chomor than kesef. I don't say iski shavayis la dodi. Oyel v'goy meru moitzi, just like shtar is bekoyach. To be goy meru moitzi, after shtar, there's nothing needed to be mater holishu. Goy meru machnes. So forget the whole mekoyer of kinyin shtar by ishe, shtar kedushin is from v'yotze v'hoysa, so forget, that's the limud. The limud is just like it's goymer umaitzi, so it's goymer umachnes. So memele, so that's the teretz and Rav Abba b'mamos kashin. If we'd learn without the bulas baal, we would assume that we would assume that B alone is not kaine. B is only kaine betziruf with kesef. And the parsha of Nara Morosa speaking about that she became an arusa through shtar. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan needed now a new limud to tell me that B alone is kaine, and that's Bula's Baal. Dr. Gemara weiter, Shikitsha Bishtar, what does Rashi say? Vehi loy boy biye. Mashkachas lo de beskila, Shikitsha Bishtar, vi loy boy biye. Da hoyil ve goymer umaitzi, goymer umachnes, ba loy biye. Hilkach, im lav de Rabbi Yochanan, if I wouldn't have Rabbi Yochanan's droshem, hava mine legabi kesef, adem mekadish boil. Avol hashte, the nafgalon mi beulas baal, the bebila lechuda mekatsha, al kocha ki yikach the yal of kicha kich agmrei de bekesel lechuda mekatsha. Now lefi emes, after Rabbi Yochanan's droshem of beulas baal, so al kocha kicha kich is coming to tell us that kesef alone is mekadish, the yad the mekadish who boil kesef mayahani. I know klod that be alone helps, so why do you need kesef? So kochoch, after Rabbi Yochanan's droshe, now I know that kesef helps alone, and then be helps alone. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan hayu ba'ola my ovid life. So now the whole ba'ola is miyuta. Kesef alone is kaine. Bila is kaine from bula's ba'al. So why do you need a ba'ola? So it's miyuta. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ahu mi boilei zu niknes bebiye, veino mevriye niknes bebiye." It's miyuta, so comes l'diyuke that afka anisha is niknes bebiye, veino mevriye niknes bebiye. Sal kedai tachamine teise bekal vachayme miyavome. I would think we can make a kal vachayme from yavome. My yavome shein niknes bekesef, niknes bebiye, zu shein niknes bekesef. So that's why you need a miyu to tell me that she's not nikne bebiye. Frek the Gemara, I have news for you. You can't learn out from Yevoma or Mevriye. Mali Yevoma shekain zekuke v'yemedes. The biye by Yevoma is a gemar kinyin. So Memele, so there it says that B is koine, but Bechlal, I don't know that Atchilas Kinyan B will help. So you can learn out Omei Vriye from Yevome. So the Gemara says, Sal Kedai Tachamine, a different Havamin I would have had, that Omei Vriye is Nikne Bebiye. Hoyil Vekosav Ima Cheres Yikach Loi. Hikisha Akosu Vla Cheres. Ma'acheres miknaye bebiye. Afo mavriye miknaye bebiye. So memele, there's a hekish o mavriye to an ashes ish. So I would think that can make this hekish, kamash melom. So that's why it says, uba'olo, that dafke Eishes Ish is nikne bebiye and not omevriye. The Rebbe haisvore minole. So how does Rebbe know this svore? Im kein lichtoiv rachmone uboal. So let it say uboal. In boal is sufficient to tell me that what? That vi is koine. Mai ubeolo is a pisamapik, amid. Shmami no tarti. So from here we see two halachas. Shmami no tarti, that oma, that uboal, I learned out that Isha is nikta bebiye, and the boalo is amir to tell us that oma vriye is not nikta bebiye. Frek the gemore, so mamele, so the whole uboalo is used for these two limudim. So the gemore asks, so the rove, the oma, Rabbi said, Barehine Azberali, ki yikach ish isha uba'olo, kidushin amesurim labiye abi kidushin, kidushin she'ein mesurim labiye loy habi kidushin. That means that there's a machlokes weiter between Rabbi and Abaye, if a person will be mekadish achas mishtei achoyis. That means, one, there are two sisters, and he's marrying one of the two sisters, and is not specifying which sister he's marrying. So this is, so theoretically, he married one Isha, but the poyel, this is an Isha that's not Mosel Abir, because since he did not specify which Isha is his wife, it is impossible to be boil any of them, because each one is a sofik achos isha. So Abaya holds, so he can't be boil, but he's married to one of them. The kedushin is chal, and both of them are not permitted to get married to someone else, and lemaisi can't be boil any of them, he's sofik. And Rava says, no, the kedushin bechlal is not chal. There's no such, if the ishus is the sibe that you can't be boiler, so there's no such issues to begin with. And Barahine told Rava a makir to this lomdes is from the pasuk ki yikach ish isha uba'ala, that the kiche has to be a sibe uba'ala, not that the kiche should be a sibe that it can't be a boiler. You're making such a kiche that you can't be a bolo. I'll call upon him. So this ubolo we need over here to tell us this halacha. Now we just used up this ubolo to tell us two different halachas, that bi is kaine and omavri is not niknes bebiye. So how do we know this din? Parahin is din. Ma'ika lemeima. So the Gemara says that we're asking according to Rabbi, im kainichtev kha oi ba'olo. If the only limudim we are learning out from this pasuk is that a isha is niknes bebiye alone, or an omavri is not nikne bebiye, so it should have said oy ba'ola, kikach ish isha with kesef, oy ba'ola with biye, my uba'ola. So uba'ola, it seems that there is a chibur to the kikach ish isha. So the Vav HaChibur is telling us that Nikdushna Mesurim Labiyah, Shema Mino Kulu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Lacheres Ishtoi, Im Kain Blesh Mina Lekidushe Biye, according to Rebbe, Lichtoiv Uboal, Mai Uboalo, Zu Veloi Oma Evriyah. Ulagavad Omalakamon Beperik Shani Gabi Mekadish Achas Mishtei Achoyestam. Rava said later, if a person was Mekadish one of two sisters, and he didn't specify which one he's marrying, Lehabi Kedushin, Hoyil Vein Ruuyin Labiye, She'eino Yoideya, Ezoi Ishtei, Veze Achis Ishtei Shubakoris. Va'omar Rava, so Rava said, Barahina Azbarali, Barehine told me a bio why it's Takadishus is not Chav. Chochem Echot Sheshmoi Barehine Limdani Tamza Min HaMikro. He showed me a gili from a posse. Ki Yikach Uba'olo Kiches Kesev Ruyile Bilo Hu Da'avi Kich. Is memele menolei ho de drashina lelech the Rebbe lemute yome. How can we dash on this drasha? We need the bola to domi da bilas kaine mute yome im kain. So we must have the gdushi bila mute yome vesu la yalef mina lichtev oi bola. Mai u bola mashme de kainami akiche lemele vach de barei. So we know all three dini. Fine. So now we took care of Rebbe, that Rebbe learns out from the Uba Allah three halachas, Biyas Koina, Amaviyas Nanikne Bebiyah, and Kesef, and Kedushin Shemesur Biyah Lehavi Kedushin. Freg de Gemore ve Rebbe Haibulas Baal Mai Ovidle. Now we had here another drosh, Rabbi Yochanan made a drosh from Ubaulas Baal, that Nase Baal al Yidei Bila. From there we know that Bila is Koine. Now, Rebbe has another Mekor that Bila is Koine from a Baal. So what does he do with Bula's Baal? So Haimi Boiloi Baal Oise Oise Baula Shaloi Kedalk. Forget, he learns from this Posseg that Beilas Baal will make her a bula shaloi kedak, ve'ein acha oisa oisa bula shaloi kedak. Tafka Baal. Frek de Gemore, umi islei le Rebbe haisvor, Rebbe holds that an acher does not make her a bula shaloi kedak, v'hosanya we learned, bo aleha yuda noshim, badayin hi besula. Kulam beskile. This is speaking about that bola yuda noshim by anara murosa. And all ten waboyel aleh shaloi kedalka. So the chachamim hold kulam beskile because each one of them was boyel anara murosa. That's a psula. Rabbi oimer oimer ani harishain beskile vekulam bechenek. Rabbi said no, not all of them are beskile because the Be'ilah of the first one, Shiloi Kedalko, made her a Be'ula. So we see that Rebbe holds that a Be'ila Shiloi Kedalko, Filoi De'acha, makes her a Be'ula. So what are you telling me, Bula's Baal is coming to tell me, a Be'ila Shiloi Kedalko, De'Baal makes a Be'ula. You, Rebbe, hold that a Be'ila Shiloi Kedalko from anyone makes a Be'ula. Omar Rabbi Zeire, so Rabbi Zeire said, it's not kasha what you're asking. Moide Rabbi le'inyin knas de kulo mishalme. That be'emesin, there are two tziyurim where the chiyuv is tafkev she's a psula. A person is ma'anis a psula. Of a person is bo alanara amuroso, that's a psula. So by Nara Amuroso, that's a psula, that he's chayiv skila, dafki is a psula, if she's a psula, there Rebbe holds that any be'ila shaloi kedarko will make her ois psula, legabi chayiv ktola. So she's not, the boil will not be chayiv skila, it'll be chayiv chenik, after be'ila shaloi kedarko. But there's another halacha where we need psula. That is by knas. If a person is ma'anis a psula, he's chayiv knas. That halacha of knas, so there Rebbe holds, she remains, the shame psula remains, even though she was nival shaloi kedarko. That's what Rebbe holds. But on this halacha, Rebbe said, but if the Baal was Boyelah Shaloi Kedalko, then she'll become a Bula. So Lachaira, that means that a person was Boyelah L'Shemishes. So she became an Arusa Shaloi Kedalko. Then she becomes a Bula. Then he gave her a get. And now someone was Ma'anisa. So the Pasuk tells me that by this Isha, there won't be a Chiyuv Knas because the Baal made her abulo shaloi kedalka. If she became an arusa through kesef, so there will be a chiyuv knas if he gives her again. Frag the Gemara, maishna miktola. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. So you, it seems that misvara you hold, that she does not become a bu'ula al yedei bilas achar shaloi kedarka. So why by ktola do you say that only the first one is beskila and the other nine are bechenik? So Rabbi answered, shiny hosam dom makro umei sa ish asher shochav imo levadoi. This is a besondere miyat levadoi. So what is levadoi coming to tell us? Only the Pashtaitza Chashad, who else was speaking about, is Ma'anis Anara, Murasa. So the Isha is Nara Leisasadova. She's Anusa. So Meisha Shoshavima. What's the Levadoi? She you don't kill. She's an Anusa. So the Levadoi is coming to tell us that a filu, someone else will be boil her afterwards. He won't get skila. He won't get skila. So the Levadai is coming to tell us that if the first one was Boyo Shaloi Kedalko, he's the only one that'll get Skilo, Gabi a second one, she's considered a Bula. So that is a Miyut, Gabi the Chiev Mises Skile by Abol Nara Morosa Apsula. But like this by Knas, Rebbe Yisrael. So here I have a special drush of Levadai to tell me that Gabi the Chiev Skile, she becomes a bula al yedei abila shaloi kedak al yedei acha. But legabi all other halachas, I don't have a limut. So taka, she does not become a bula yedei abila shaloi kedak. And that's why I need the pasuk bulas bal to tell me that a bal oisa is a bula shaloi kedak. The rabbonon hay levadoi my ovdilei. The rabbonon hold that all ten achayiv skila. So they hold she doesn't become a bula. So the levadai is miyuta. So what is the levadai coming to tell us? Mi boi leilich desanya. We learned a baraisa. Umeisu gam shneim. Ad sheyiyu shovim kecho divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. He says, Rabbi Yoshiya darshins gam shneim. The world will learn the way Rashi says, Pshat and the Gemara. That there's a chiyuv umesu davke if shneim shovim. Shneim shovim means that both are ba chiyuv. That means that a godel is boal a gedoyla. So both of them are bnei onshin. Then the din is that there's a chiyuv mises best. But what is the din if you'll have a godel that's boalaktana, that's an erbe, that's an eishes ish. So then she does not die. So then he also doesn't die. That's Rabbi Yoshi is drosha. Umeisu gam shnem, achiyu shneim shovim, achiyu shovim keechot. Rabbi Yoinis in Oime, umeis ish shoshachim olavade. No! The Levada is coming to tell us that the Chi of Misa and the Boil is not dependent on the Chi of Misa and the Nivellus. It's Shayach Levadoi. A fellow the Nivellus is not Chi of Misa, she's a Ktan. A Falpikain, there's a Chi of Misa on the Boil. Let us see Rashi. Moi de linik nas, af al gav de linik tole loy choshiv lo kipsule, linik nas bishayna aruso, no, some of this is ma'anis, apnuye moi de kulu mishal miknas, because she does not become a bula shaloy kedav. Levadoi, so how did Moser, how does Rebbe know that ktole is different than knas? So versteht sich that if you don't kill her, you kill him. What's the Levadoi? So Levadoi is coming to tell us that he's the only one that'll be Chayiv Skile, and Gabi all the others, she has a din bula, even though he was Boel Shaloi Kedalka. So the Gemara, according to the Chachamim, they hold that all the Machayiv Skila, what do they do with the Levadoi? So Lafuki from Rabbi Yoshio. Hai Svore, the Baal Oysa Bula. No, this goes on further. This goes on Rabbi Yoshio. Shneim Shavim, we skipped over Rashi. Shneim Shavim, this Rabbi Yoshio Svore, b'nei onshin l'mutei godel habo alaktan. Zok Toysfes. Ad sheyu shneim shavim. Peirish hakunteres b'nei onshin. That this drash shneim shavim is that both have to be b'nei onshin. L'mayit godel habo alaktan. V'loy nehire. Dosnan b'perik yoytzei doifen. U'maisi lo b'somuch. Bas gimul shonim v'yoym echot. So it says a whole bunch of halachas by a basgim shavim echad. One of them is v'ka'omar imbola echad mikola rayes amureis patoira mumosim al yoda that they chayiv mise. Now mikola rayes amureis patoira is inclusive, means that filu she's an aishas ish also, and so they chayiv mumosim al yoda, so she's a ktano. And the boil is a godel, mamos no yodo. Mashmid the godel abola ktana chayim. So there's no such drash at sheesh name shovim that both have to be b'nei chiyuva. Vavol gav the ktana lab basoin sheni. V'yesh meforshim, what's the kasha yeva mishne, that he does a mosik rabbiyonis and the polygad rabbiyoshe. I mean, this is Amachloikes, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yoshi has this drosha, Rabbi Yonason Darshan Zulabadoi. So the Yeva Mishnah that says that a godel, a boy like Tan is Chayim Misa. It's going to go into Rabbi Yonason. V'doichiko. That's a doichik. So it comes out the whole Mishnah is a psa. Amachloikes Tanoim, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah should have elaborated the Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yeshi Ayim Mamos Noyom. So it would seem that the Mishnah is going according to everyone. Rabbi Netam Pirish. So therefore, the Rabbi Netam is Choylek on Rashi, and he says, that what it says is Yish name Shovim does not mean that both have to be B'nai Onshim. There's no such drash. Shovim does not mean that. Rabbi Netam Pirish at Yishneim Bemis Shovim means Bemisa Achas, that side the boil inside the Niveles have to have the same Chiyuv Misa, the same Oynish Misa. The Lav Bivnei Onshim Tal Yemils. It doesn't mean that both have to be Bnei Onshim. That means afilu according to Rabbi Yoshia, a godel bo'alaktan, that's called shneim shovim. Doesn't mean shovim bo'inish bepoyim. He means shovim b'ktole. If they have the same oinish misa, that what bepoyim, you don't give her an oinish, that's gomish. So what is this miut? We have a miut over here that says they have to be shneim shovim, they have to have the same type of oinish. So what's the case? Where do we have a case that the boil and the nivellus do not have the same oinish? So the Rabbi Netam says, v'koi amilse d'rameh, the oma beperik talad mises, gabinara hamuroso. The posik says, anara moroso, there's a chiev skila. By the boil, by the nivellus. The rameh sova, rameh makes a drosha, Naro veloy ktano. He says, by a ktano, there's no chiyuv skila. Mechachomim oimrim, naro afilu ktano b'mash. Fine. So we have here a machloikis between Rameir and the Chachomim. What is the din by a ktano hamu'urosa? Rameir says there's no skila, and the Chachom says there's skila, naro afilu ktano. Uboi minei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Merav. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba klar da shayle bo al ktano hamu uroso le Rab Meir. Mao. Now what's the din? I have a miut. There's no skila. So what's the din? Legamri mematin in law? It's a miut. There's nothing. There's no skila. There's nothing. Oy miskila memayit law. Avol mechenek loy. There's a chiyav. That means there's a moiradike choymer. By every ashes ish the chiyav mises chenek. There's a moiradike choymer. Nara morosa besules miskila. Fine. So Rameya says, Narav Lektana. So that means that by a Ktana, there's no Chaymer of Skila. There's Chenek. So that's the Shaila. They say, so it is it a Miut on the Einish Skila, but there'll be Chenek like any other Einish, or it's a Miut Lagamri. There's no Einish whatsoever. The Kama Hosam Mistavred the Legamri Mimaitl. Mistome Pshat, according to Rameya, there's no Kiev Misa whatsoever. The Is Al Kedaitach Miskila Mimaitl. If you'll say it's only a Miet and Skila, Abuchenek Chayev. For Beinen Shneim Shovim. We need Shneim Shovim. How could it be Chayev Bechenek? Now, let me just give a Maimer Amuska. I'm going to come back to this Gemara soon in Tosfos. So Rashi in Sanhedrin learns Pshat, Vabin and Shneim Shovim. How could you say, if she's a Ktana, he's Chayiv Chenek, we need Shneim Shovim. And if she's a Ktana, so she doesn't get anything, so how could he be Chayiv Chenek? So Kochoch, Legamri Matino. Fine, that's how Rashi learns Pshat. Now let's go back to Taisus. Taisus does not learn like that. There's no such man Yoma that says you need that both have to be bnei anshim. So the Gemara says, "Vabeinon shneim shavim kloima zukta rabbeinu tam baisamise." We need that both have to have the same einish misa. Shim haisa gedayla beskile. Now, this is a very shvere, four words, a very shvere Rabbeinu Tam. So let's try to elaborate a little what the Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said that the drash of shneim shovim, achi shneim shovim ke'echod, means that side the boil and side the nivellas have to have the same oinish, then there's an oinish. But if the boil would have one einish and the nivellus has a second einish, then there's no einish of misa. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, if you'll tell me that according to Rameya, the Nara v'loiktana means that the boil will not get skile, but he'll get chenek. He'll get chenek. That's what you're telling me. Now, what would be her einish? Zukta Rabbeinu Tam, her einish would be skila, because if she'd be a gdaila, she'd get skila. So he's getting chenek, and she's getting skila. That can't be. In each name, shavim. So kochach, according to Rameya, is part of him everything. That is the words of Taisus. And Ramayish and Dibras Mayish and Doris also asks the Kashi. Mamay says he doesn't begin to understand what Taisvus is talking about. What is Taisvus saying over here? Taisvus is saying that if we'll say, according to Rameya, there's a miut, Nara veloiktana. So if we'll say that the miut is coming to tell us that he gets chenek, how can he get chenek? She'll get skila. That means she'll get skila. If she'd be a gdaila, she'd get skila. So he says, doesn't understand. If she'd be a gdaila, so he'd also get skila. If she'd be a gdaila. But we're talking about she's a ktane. So it could be, if the miyut is nara hamurasa, v'loy ktane hamurasa. So what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us that a ktane hamurasa doesn't have the einish of skila. By ktane hamurasa is no the einish of skila. So the einish is chenek. There's no chomadikain, there's einish of chenek. So memela the einish is sai by him, sai by her. You won't kill her. You won't give her chenek because you don't give a ketan an einish. But not that there's two onshim. The Rabbeinu Tam said that if we'll say that according to Rameya, when she's a ketan, he gets chenek, how could he get chenek if by her they didn't skill her? fact, the Malayim, who told you by other din is a skila? Because if she'd be a gdoila, she'd get skila. Yeah, if she'd be a gdoila, she'd get skila. Then he'd also get skila. But now we have a miyut nara v'loiktane. So theoretically, she would also get chenik. That's the miyut. The miyut is that the whole chaymer of skila was only said by nara, not by ktano. So by ktane, the oinish is chenik. So the Emerson by her also is a Einish of Chenik. You don't give her Chenik because she's a Ketane. But where did Paisis figure this out? No, it's Amy Sos and Shavas. She should get Skila and he gets Chenik. That's the Malaya. The Malaya says he doesn't understand Paisis. Ramesha also asks the Kash and the Horus. So Ramesha wants to say as follows. He wants to say that we have our pasuk. The pasuk tells us a nara amorosa gets skila. So we have a miyut in the pasuk. But if she's not a nara, nara v'loy ktana. So I have a miyut. If she's a ktana, this halacha won't apply. So the Rabbi Netam understood legabe who is this miyut speaking about. So the Rabbi Netam held it's not speaking legabe her. Because if she's a ktana, you don't have to tell me that she won't get skila. Because if she's a ktana, she won't get anything. So the miyut, the Torah will not write a miyut. Pshat is, if the Torah wrote a miyut, Rabbi said there's a chilik by a me'urasa, if she's a nara, a ktana is different than a nara. Legabi, there's a different oinish by a ktana than a nara. The Torah is only speaking about him because it's negeya him. By her, I don't have a miyut. So by her, theoretically, the oinish is still skila. And I won't give her skila. Because she's a ktana, so therefore I won't give her skila. But the miyut only should work by him, not by her. So therefore, the Gemara asks, so how could it be like that? If you say according to Rav Meir, if you say according to Rav Meir that the halacha will be that he'll get chenik, how could he get chenik? It's not shneim shavim. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gavulche Rav Moshe says there's Tosfos in Sanhedrin phrases the Divrei Rabbi Netam a little differently. Shim hoisa bas onshin beskila. That's what Tosfos on Sanhedrin says, that it's not misos on shova. Shim hoisa bas onshin beskila. Rabbi Moshe chas v'sholom. If she would be a bas onshin, that means if a ktana would be a bas onshin, she zichah wouldn't be beskila. Then I would zichah say the miyut goes on her. Also. But the whole shtick Torah that Rav Moshe said is, it's a miyut in the parsha, in the Torah is only writing the miyut legabi hem, not legabi her, because since it's not negeya, so the Torah is not speaking legabi her, that's why it's skila. So. But he says, if the way Tosfos phrases it in Sanhedrin, Shim hoisa bas oinshin, hoisa beskila zik vachas v'sholem. If she'd be a bas oinshin, she's zichah be v'chenik. Just like the miyut goes on him and goes on us. So he says, Tosfos and Sanhedrin is a grais there, but not Tosfos, we can say pshat like this. Ulepeir is there. So memeil al-kaponim, that's how the Rabbein Tam learns pshat, in the Rabbi Yoshir. Niche, the boy Hosom, Rabbi Yaakov Barabe, bo al ktano hamurosel rameyo mahu. Hey, so the Gemara says, this whole Shaila, which we're clearing according to Rameya, but let's be medai. Bo al ktano hamurosel rameyo mahu. And then the is Davke Barusa mi boile. The whole shaila is dafke ba'aruse, mishum de'einon shoven b'misa, like I said before. He'd be bechenek, and she's betzim b'skila. Avo b'nesue. But what will be anaro nesue? Lekalimi boy? There is no shaila. Shrei misosoi bechenek, v'imhoise g'doiloi sanami bechenek, k'shneim shoven l'misa. That means, by a nesue, it's shneim shoven l'misa. Because the Gemara is poishit from Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, nit shneim shoven, that's why it's no good. Obel, so fakel, the shaila was, do you need shoven, don't you need shoven? So, the Gemara klar shaila, so the whole shaila, according to Bein Hatam, is only applicable by Nerusa. Gemara says, what's it in by Nerusa? The Gemara says, fakel, so the Gemara says, you need shneim shoven. But according to Rashi, shneim shoven means, shneim shoven means both have to be b'nei onshin, so why did he clear a shayla dafka by Nerusa, clear by Nerusa also? Avel peyesha kuntres kosha, maimi boi le barusa tfeimi bin Nerusa. If the Gemara's clearing the shayla, does Rab Meir hold this din of shneim shoven or not? So why do you have to clear dafka? Miyu yesh leima. So now Tosfos wants to fend for Rashi. Kiven de meisu gam shneim ksiv bin Nerusa. This posik meisu gam shneim says by Nerusa. So pshita lay the pot. So it's no shaila. This drosh everyone holds. By a Nerusa everyone holds that both have to be bnei chiyuv. Avol bektana arusa mi boilei. This al kedai toch de chayim. Maybe by arusa there's no such aloche that you have to be, that it has to be shneim shavu. V'koma. So then the Gemara brings from the posik of shneim shavim. So Manushek, good morning. I mean, you just told me you always knew this posik. In this posik, you're speaking about nesua. For that's a nesua needs name shom. I'm claiming a shaila by nesua what it is. So then, so the Gemara says you chayim. So the Gemara says the posik shneim shavim. So that's about nesua. I mean, what the koma chiniy shiyu shneim shavim claimed that filo arusa nami yuktu. Lefi she'einam b'nei onsh. That's what the Gemara means to say. Afilarusa nami yuptu. Learn out, it's lav dafka by Nesu, Udim by Rusa. Because, I think others say, because it's not Nesu in Arusa, it's a din and maybe an Einish Henik. According to Rameya, that is an Einish Henik by Aktane, so just like by Nesu, when there's an Einish Henik, there's a din of Shneim Shavim, so who are din? By Nerusa, there's an Einish Henik, it's also din Shneim Shavim. I don't say there's Nesuin and there's Eres, and no, since both are Henik, so both have the same Allah. Vikoshe, the Ika Hosam Ameroi, the Navki Milse Darameh, the Chayiv Bechenik, Mei Haikro, דחסיב ומי שאיש אשר שוכב אימו לבדו. ובוי, yeah, בפקרת רמי עוד יחייב חנק, and the levada is going about if she's a קטן. ובוי הוסם לרמי, היו מייסו גם שניהם לרמי, my hoved lay, I want to see do with the מייסו גם שניהם since he darshes לבדו. ומי בוי, what's the shaila? Look, maybe nesui ki the pirashna. What? The whole shakla v'taya we said is because could be nesui is different. Could be nesui because the pasuk is speaking about nesui. So now he brings a levadoi. So yet levadoi is speaking about arusa, but nesui you need a dinch name shom. Ve'ishloima the nechle letana litchayk. Lo'ukmi masnisen de yoytse doifin afilu kerameya. This is the Mishnah of yoytse doifin that says that meisim al yodo, if she's a ktane, if she's a ktane and he's a godo, so the halach is that what? That is meis al yodo.
is al yodai, so it seems the Gemara learned Achsach Medrash means it's speaking about a filo by Nesua also. Aistacha is the Levada is going a filo by Nesua. So what did Ramei do? Meisu gam shnei. Let us just finish the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'Rabbi Yochanan hai svore menonai. Now, the Gemara is going back. We just said before that Rebbe learns out from Ba'ulas Baal that Baal oisa oisa bula shalayke darka. Vein acha oisa oisa bula shalayke darka. V'Rabbi Yochanan hai svore menonai. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this? Rabbi Yochanan learns from Rabbi Yochanan learned from Ba'ulas Baal that is Nasa Abal Ayidei Bila. That's Rabbi Yochanan's drash. So how does Rabbi Yochanan know this halacha that Nasa's Bula Dafka Ayidei Baal? So the Gemara says in Mekei Nichtev Kro Ba'ulas Ish Mai Ba'ulas Baal Shmamino Tarti. From the Rehitas Loshna Gemara, the Gemara seems to be saying as follows, that there's two droshes. It should have said Ba'ulas Ish. If it would have said Ba'ulas Ish, I would know that an Ish is Koinan Isha with Bila. Why did it say Ba'ulas Baal? So Bula's Baal is coming to tell her that she becomes a Bula Shalaikadar Kedavka Yedei Baila. So Davoini, I don't understand the Gemara. I mean, it would seem from the Gemara that Bula's Ish, Lechere Ish means a husband. Ish Nomi, it seems Ish, so why is Ish more preferable than Baal? It should have said Ish. It says Baal, so now it's coming to tell us a second halach. I don't really understand why Ish is more preferable than Baal. One, I mean, I don't understand Poshub Shat in the Gemara. But number two, I hear that in Ha'ore, but it seems the Hamakna asks this Ha'ore. We had mentioned before that, what is the tam? That a Baal oisa oisa bula shalayke darka. So in the beginning of the shir, we mentioned from the Ritva that the Ritva says, since it's a choshve bila to be kind of her, so it makes her a bula. So that means the minute we know this halacha, that she becomes a bula shalayke darka, we automatically know from a Baal, we automatically know that B is kind of by a Baal. That's the whole lumdis. From this Gemara, it says, there's two droshes. One droshe, that be is kaine. A second droshe, that a Baal Oisa is a Bula Shalai Kedarka. Why do you need two droshes? The minute I know that a Baal Oisa is a Bula Shalai Kedarka, so I know that be is kaine. So, because that's the whole lumdis, that a Baal Oisa is a Bula Shalai Kedarka. So this I saw that Magnus says a beautiful terence. He says as follows, because Rabbi Yochanan had said, without my posik, I would say, you need kesef and bia. Ki yikach ish isha ubolo. So if it would only say the aloche that baal oisa oisa bula shalei kedarka, I would not have a raya that bia is kain alone. I would say you need kesef and bia. And she becomes a bula al yoda because the bia is goyma the kinyan. So that's a baal oisa oisa, but bia alone I would not know is kaina. That's why we need these two droshes. It should have said Bula's Ish and says Bula's Baal. So somehow now we have two droshes. And one drosha tells us that B alone is kind, and the other drosha is telling us that Baal Oisa Oisa Bula Shalai Kedal.